Hey everybody, welcome back to another day at the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat and be proud of your health and strength without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or doing endless cardio. And today we are continuing our guide series. And during our last episode of the guide series, we talked about sleep in the important role that it plays when it comes to fat loss. And today we're going to take that very next step, right? Because our goal is to take you step by step through how I would work with one of my clients if I was coaching them and helping them identify what things they need to improve in order to achieve all those things that we mentioned at the introduction to the podcast and to this episode. But before we do any of that, I wanted to remind you of the opportunities that are available for you if you're looking to get faster results, to get farther along the road, because you want to be able to interact with somebody and ask questions and get direct feedback. There's a few ways to do that. One way is to, first, this is probably the easiest way, but it would be to grab our guide on the three most common reasons why people fail in their dieting attempts, and the three simple steps you can take to correct those things. And I'm going to go ahead and send that guide over to you if you click that link down in the show notes below. And then after that, you're actually going to even get more value beyond that, as I'm going to send you a 30-day educational series on exactly what we do here at Holistic Habits Coaching, how we can help, and not just how we can help, but also giving you the tools along the way to be able to get you the help that you need, all for $0 if that's what you choose, or you can work with me directly as well. You can also send me an email to request the Meal Planning Automator. The Meal Planning Automator has some fresh recipes for you to be able to try out in your kitchen without having to think of new ideas, but it also automatically plans your grocery list for you and helps you to be able to plan out your meals and automatically calculates and tracks your macros for you as well. So when it comes to tracking and keeping track of your nutrition, it just makes it much, much simpler using that system. If you're somebody that just wants accountability, you want to be part of a community that can help you reach your goals, again, for $0, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below that leads you to our group Telegram chat, where we talk about these things daily and help you solve any problems you're facing. And that just gives you direct interaction with me and with the community. Also, if you haven't already done so, please go ahead and subscribe to the show. That way you're ensured to get all future episodes, as well as it does let the podcast players know that this show is valuable, that other people could benefit from it, and it pushes it out to a further audience as well. And if you wanted to take it even a step further and get the opportunity to win 30 days of free coaching, go ahead and leave us a review in your favorite podcast player of choice as well. And I'll be able to see that review and I'll be able to reach out to you and let you know if you won 30 days of free coaching. And that just kind of depends. We do that once a week and it depends on how many people submit a review. If you're the only person that submits a review that week, then that also means that you're guaranteed to win 30 days of free coaching. So the bar at this point, because we're just starting out, I already mentioned that we're rebranding the show to give you all the tools that you need to meet all your goals in 2024, which also means that as far as podcasting goes, our podcast audience is pretty small, so you have a pretty high chance of winning 30 days of free coaching just by leaving us a review. But with all those opportunities being presented, I wanted to move on to our second episode of the guide series and talk about step number two when it comes to reaching your health goals and optimizing your health. Now, again, just like yesterday, this one might seem simple. And as the days go on, we're going to get to more complex ideas. However, you'll notice that at the very beginning, we're talking about some very basic things. And that's by design. Whenever you are going into a new thing, one of the things that I've learned in my coaching career is that nobody likes to change. And when you make change difficult, when you start by changing the most difficult things, then it becomes very difficult and even impossible to stick to those things. And so in episode number one of the guide series, we talked about sleep and its impact on fat loss. And that seems pretty simple. And you're going to think the same thing today, but it also is one of those things that is so basic, but yet so often ignored when it comes to our health journey. And so it really is something that needs to be talked about. Otherwise, we're going to ignore it and we're going to miss out on all the health benefits that it provides. And that next thing is hydration. Again, it kind of goes without saying how important it is. We all know and learned in elementary school that our bodies are made up of about 70% water. And it goes without saying that since our bodies are made up of 70% water, that water becomes essential to all of our bodily functions. And it plays a huge role when it comes to our skin health, our hair health, our muscular health, our bone health, our digestive health. And you can go on and guess, it pretty much goes into every area of our health, that we need to make sure that we are fueling ourselves with enough water, both for performance as well as just for aesthetics. It goes into both. We can't perform without being hydrated, and neither can we look the way we want without being hydrated. And so it checks both boxes. There is absolutely no way to lose when it comes to hydration and drinking, specifically water. Now, when it comes to hydration, I already briefly mentioned it by saying that in particular, be drinking water. But I'm going to go back and revisit that and reiterate that, because one of the questions that a lot of people have is, well, do I have to drink water? And the answer really is yes. Now, one of the reasons that I believe that people don't enjoy water is because they have spent so much time drinking other things, drinking sodas, drinking juices, drinking all kinds of things. And when you spend time drinking all kinds of those things, your body becomes accustomed to a certain texture and flavor. And I think that we have literally kind of trained ourselves to not enjoy water by ignoring water most of the time. Now, water, when it comes to fat loss, that's what we're here for, right? Again, it's not lost on me that this is the Fat Loss Simplified podcast. And so here's where it comes to fat loss. Although hydration is important for overall health, when it comes to fat loss, one of the greatest benefits that water gives us is that it has no calories. Now, as we go on in this series, and as you've listened to some previous episodes, perhaps you've already picked up on the fact that I'm not a huge calorie restriction guy. Like, there's some diets out there that teach you that you just need to restrict your diets as much as possible for as long as possible. And it's my belief, not only my belief, but I believe that there is plenty of studies and plenty of scientific evidence that supports the fact that if you restrict your calories, it's just not sustainable and it's not a winning strategy for most people. That there's only so low you can go with your calories. There's only so high you can go with your activity until your body rebels and you're going to binge. And hydration, when it comes to water, all these other drinks that we drink are laced with sugar, which, again, I'm not an anti-sugar guy, but when it comes to you being satisfied when you're trying to lose fat, it's a losing strategy to drink sugary drinks because you're drinking calories which do not satisfy. Have you ever drank a lot of soda only to still be hungry? Well, there's a reason for that. It's because your body isn't really satisfied with liquid sugar calories. And so you can drink a ton of calories and not really feel the impact on it until fat shows up on your body. And so when it comes to fat loss, hydration, number one, it keeps us from over-consuming pointless calories. Now, one thing I do want to mention is that there are people in the health and fitness space that have promoted this idea that you have to drink a gallon of water a day. And for some people, that might be the case, maybe if you're an athlete, a high performer. But for most people, I would say that that's probably not what they need to be doing. Now, I don't think there's anything bad about doing that, but if you get discouraged and you think to yourself, you know what, there's no way I'm going to drink a gallon, so I'm just not going to bother drinking water at all. Well, that's a losing strategy too. So don't put yourself in this box that you need to drink a gallon. And if you don't drink a gallon, you're going to drink nothing. No, actually, the recommended dose for most people is to take their body weight and to divide it in half and to drink that many ounces. For example, if someone weighed 200 pounds, the optimal intake of water for them would be around 100 ounces because you take their body weight, right, 200 pounds, divide it by two, which is 100, and you drink that amount in ounces, 100 ounces of water. Now, even that, there is a difference when it comes from person to person as well. And so some people might find that it's too much. So one of the ways that you can gauge it is by evaluating the color of your urine. And that might seem strange at first, but the color of your urine will tell you a lot of things when it comes to your hydration. If the color of your urine tends to be more towards apple juice, then you are dehydrated and you need to drink more water. If your urine is totally clear, like there's no color to it at all, then you're probably overhydrated. And either end of the spectrum can really leave you feeling crummy. If you're underhydrated, you can tend to have low energy, headaches, and just feel like brittle skin and all those kinds of issues that come with being dehydrated. If, however, you're overhydrated, you can tend to feel badly as well because your electrolyte balance is off. There's a couple things you can do. If you really enjoy drinking lots of water, there's still no problem to that, but you just need to supplement by adding in more electrolytes into your water and into your diet so that that doesn't become an issue. You're kind of compensating for overdrinking. But if you're somebody that's like, I don't even enjoy drinking water in the first place, then what you want to shoot for is you want to shoot somewhere in between those things, right? You want to not tend towards your urine being the color of apple juice, but neither do you want it to be perfectly clear. You want it to kind of have a slight yellow color to it. And that's one way that you can evaluate it. One of the things that drinking water also does for us is not only does it help us to avoid sugary drinks, but it also helps us to be satisfied when it comes to our hunger cues. A lot of people have found that one of the reasons that they get hungry so often is because they are dehydrated. And when you think about the space in your stomach, like I mentioned earlier, if you were to only drink your calories and you were to drink it through soda or protein shakes or just whatever liquid calories you can think of, if you were to drink your calories in liquid form, you would still be hungry because your body craves solid food. But the same is also true if you don't drink enough water, in that you could have enough solid food, but if you also don't drink enough water, you might still have those hunger cues out of whack and be tempted to eat more food. Even though you're eating an appropriate amount of food, because you're not drinking enough, you still feel hungry because there is a certain amount of liquids that your stomach expects to have. One study that recently came out that's super interesting is a study on the connection between the gut and the brain. And although there's still lots to learn about it, I found that interesting in that the connection between your gut and your brain and eating the appropriate amounts of food, the right foods in the right amounts, partnered with the correct amount of hydration, those things is what signals to the brain that you are satisfied. And it's like your brain knows, I need to have a certain amount of solid food in my stomach, and I need to have a certain amount of liquid in my stomach. And if either of those things are totally out of whack, you're going to feel hungry. And so hydration would be step number two. It's an easy step. It's a simple step, but it's a step that everybody can take to bring them in the right direction. So that's day number two when it comes to the guide series. So make sure you're drinking your water and evaluating your hunger cues, your hydration cues, and you're well on your way. So at this point, you know that you should be working on your sleep, making sure you get sleep within a consistent time frame, hopefully for up to 8 hours. If you are getting inconsistent sleep right now, your priority is to make it consistent and then to extend it to 8 hours. Once you get that taken care of, you're looking at your hydration. Can I drink an appropriate amount for me? Shooting somewhere for half of my body weight in ounces, However, also paying attention to what my body's telling me. If my body is telling me that I'm drinking enough, then I'm good to go. Or the other is also true, and I'm tending to get headaches and my urine is darker than it should be, then I know that I'm underhydrated and I should drink more. Listening to your body becomes super, super important whenever you're trying to make progress when it comes to your health and wellness. And by this point, you have two things that you can pay attention to and how it's impacting your overall health, your sleep, as well as your hydration. So go ahead and put that into practice in the next couple days and then revisit us here in the guide series. And I look forward to hearing about your progress. And I didn't mention this at the beginning, but one of the ways that you can let me know about your progress or ask questions directly to the podcast is visiting the very last link all the way down in the show notes description. And you can literally send in a voice message that I can listen to and either give you direct feedback, or you can give me ideas for things that you'd like to learn about and that I can talk about here on the show. But with all that being said, hope that was a great help to you, and I hope you have a great day. Oh, and P.S., always take a look down in the show notes below, as there is links to my other social media handles. You can go and follow me other places, as well as there's probably a resource down there that'll be helpful for you.